Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Ashland man charged with plotting to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol building is due back in federal court later this month. WBUR's David Boeri reports he pleaded not guilty yesterday to several charges, including attempting to damage and destroy national defense premises and attempting to provide material support to terrorists.
A dozen family members and supporters sat in the august Worcester courthouse as Ferd House entered in shackles and chains, escorted by a half dozen U.S. marshals. Lean and somber, Ferd House stood in his beige prison jumpsuit. "How do you plead?" asked Judge Timothy Hillman as he read the counts. "Attempting to damage and destroy a federal building by means of an explosive." "Not guilty," Ferd House responded, stooping toward the microphone. "To attempting to damage and destroy national defense premises." "Not guilty." "Attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization." "Not guilty." 6 counts in all, a maximum of 100 years in prison if convicted. His aunt sobbed uncontrollably. His father, sitting upright and looking straight ahead, raised his glasses to wipe his eyes. "I want to kill as many kafir," it means non-believers in Arabic, "as possible," the 2008 Northeastern graduate is quoted as telling the people he thought were his Al-Qaeda co-conspirators. They turned out to be undercover FBI agents instead, who closely monitored Ferd House from the very start of his alleged plotting. Outside the courthouse's attorney, federal defender Catherine Byrne, was terse.
"This case was orchestrated and facilitated by the government."
His family had no comment. Also in court today, to lend his support, was the father of Tarek Mahana, the Sudbury man who goes on trial on terrorism charges in federal court later this month. He, too, declined comment. A bail hearing has been rescheduled to October 20th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.